In this week's parsha is Parsha Shemos. We're introduced to Moshe Rabbeinu. And if you had to define what a leader is in Judaism, what is the one defining character trait in our great leaders, it's very, very, very difficult to do. Some would say anivus, humility. Some would say gevura, strength. But the truth is, in this week's parsha, and the Medrash tells us really what the defining character is. The Medrash tells us in Shmos Rabbah, Parsha Beis, Siman Gimel, it says Moshe was a shepherd, Moshe Hayaro, as the Pasuk tells us. What specifically is the Torah teaching us? The Medrash tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu would be very, very careful when he would tend to the flock. He would have the younger flock go and graze in the pastures first, so it would be easier there for them to eat. The middle-aged ones who can eat a little bit coarser grain or grass, so then they would go in next, and then the older ones that could eat the harsher stuff, they would go third. So Moshe Rabbeinu showed the sensitivity for the animals, and the Medrash that we also know, a different Medrash that tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu saw one of the sheep that was thirsty, and he carried it on his back in order to get to getting to the pond. So we see from here the empathy, the ability for somebody to look at somebody else and empathize with them, that, and Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going to be the leader. If this is the way you shepherd your flock, then I want you to be the shepherd of my flock, of Klal Yisrael. We see that very similar idea by David HaMelech as well. That David HaMelech as well took his flock and he would shepherd them in very specific places in order to make sure they didn't eat from somebody else's property, as we see it by Avraham Avinu as well. And also treated them with a tremendous amount of respect. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says on David HaMelech as well, since you treat the animals that way, I want you to be the king of Klal Yisrael. And we see from here these two defining character traits, we see something else interesting. It's not only their sensitivity, but it was the ability to be sensitive when nobody else was looking. So I was telling my Talmid the other day that big actions don't necessarily define a person. Because big actions, when a person does something in public, could be a result of many outside influences. It could be due to kavod, it could be due to wealth, friends, moments of inspiration, but it doesn't mean that day in and day out the person is a tzaddik. However, when we see by Moshe and David, when somebody is able to do something to their flock that nobody sees, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, that really shows defining character traits about our leaders. We see the same exact thing by Shifra and Pua in this week's parasha as well. Shifra and Pua were zoche to the bias of Kahuna and the bias of Malucha. Why? Because again, the same thing. It wasn't the fact that they said no to Paro and killing the children on the birth stools. Rather, it was the fact that they caressed and cradled the children as soon as they were born to make them feel a little more comfortable. That is why they were zocha to greatness, because of the sensitivity they showed for another Jew. Those are defining character traits, I think, specifically in this time, whereas everything is bebehala, everything is very confusing. And people are blaming other people for corona or this or that reason. I think it's time to really take stock of the situation and look at ourselves and say that our leaders became leaders of how they treated other people. So, of course, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is most chaviv in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, so it's something we should be very, very careful with. Have a good Shabbos.